Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD. Hey, how about a doctor joke? Yes, but this one will test your sense of humor in terms of where you're at with alcohol. Guy goes to see his family doctor, breaks down and says, "Doc, I just got to stop drinking. It's killing me. My wife left me, my kids won't speak to me, and my boss is ready to fire me, so what can I do?" Well, the friendly family doctor congratulates him for being so candid and honest and says, "The first thing you need to do is to stop hanging out with boozers who do nothing but talk about drinking." So what did the guy do? Well, he quits Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, is that funny? Well, our next guest is kind of smiling there in the background. He's Robert Stump, Executive Director of Life Ring Recovery, and he's 6.5 years sober. Congratulations, Robert.
Thank you.
And welcome to Life, Love, and Health. Now, before we get into your personal story, let's discuss Life Ring Recovery. I understand the recovery part, but this is also a secular organization. What does secular mean?
Secular means that in our meetings, we do not use religion as a means of helping us in our sobriety.
So there is no higher power, no prayers?
There is no higher power. There are plenty of people that are religious that are in our organization, our meetings, but in the meeting itself, we don't use religion or talk about religion.
How does a meeting start?
Meeting is a circle of people, 5 to 20, 25 people, and there is a convener, a leader, kind of. He doesn't really... He's there only if things slow down a bit. But there is one person that represents Life Ring in this group. And the people get together. They talk about their recovery. They usually will say their first name, how long they've been in recovery, their drug of choice. And basically the format is usually, how was your week? They talk about their past week and their coming week.
Now, you said something very interesting, Robert Stump. First of all, you're using your name. Robert
yes.
Stump, which is, as compared to Alcoholics Anonymous, is somewhat anathema to those folks. And typically in meetings, in AA meetings, there's no crosstalk, there's no questioning. People essentially give, say something and our thanks, and receive our thanks for contributing. I think it's important at this point to differentiate between your work with Life Ring and the folks at AA. Now, you're all on the same path. Both are sobriety organizations. Both believe or advocate abstinence as a resolution to drinking problems. What other comparisons could we draw?
A simple example would be, we're based on three S's: sobriety, self-help, and secularism. We, as you pointed out, sobriety is ultimate, where you don't believe in moderation or experimenting with drugs, alcohol. It is complete abstinence, just like AA. Of course, you might relapse. We don't go into convulsions when you do. We welcome you back, and we ask you to continue on your way in your recovery.
Also, people essentially, if this is the correct terminology, write their own recovery program in Life Ring. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the third S, self-help. A lot of people are in there from AA. That is their recovery program. So there's nothing wrong with AA. We accept AA completely. We just don't use their steps or sponsors or et cetera, that terminology in our groups, in our meetings. You are encouraged to create your own program towards recovery.
For people who've just tuned in, I'd like to reintroduce our guest. His name is Robert Stump, Executive Director of Life Ring Recovery. How would people get in touch with the organization and find out more? Do you have a URL?
We are at lifering.org on the internet. Phone number 800, I shouldn't have gone there. I don't know the phone number. We have an 800 phone number. Just go to the URL
right.
to lifering.org, and all the information is there.
I've been reading your story, which is nicely documented. You mentioned that you graduated from high school in 1971 and then went away to college and discovered a whole new world waiting for you. What was that world that was waiting for you, Robert?
That was a world of alcohol and drugs.
Hmm. So you drank, you smoked a little weed, and
yeah, this
and
was a college,
down.
And this was a college environment in a dorm, and this is Austin, Texas, where they like to party a lot, especially that period of time.
Well, let's move the clock up about 20 years from that moment in history. You mentioned that your periods of drinking got worse. You started having blackouts and couldn't remember how you got the car home sometimes. Also, your wife had a second opinion. She threatened to throw you out of the house and take the kids. Then you decided to go into treatment. That drinking was, quote, less fun, but you couldn't stop. That's a major intervention, isn't it? When the spouse and the kids and the boss all decide, you know, Robert, there's a better way.
Yes, and I went through a program offered by Kaiser, CDRP, three times.
Now, what is CDRP? Years,
Chemical Dependency Recovery Program.
And Kaiser is primarily in the Western states, but it's also a national HMO.
Yes.
Go on, please.
It is a 90-day program. It was offered during the evenings, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, actually. And also, you had to have two outside meetings. And this is first two times I went through Kaiser, I tried AA, and it was disastrous. The third time...
Disastrous? Nope. What do you mean by disastrous?
It just didn't fit my, the way I thought. And I went to a variety of different AA meetings. And I couldn't connect with the people in those meetings, basically. And the prayers, the God stuff just drove me up the wall.
Well, you've told me that you did some research and discovered Life Ring. How did you discover Life Ring? Because one of the reasons that we're here today, Robert, is for people to become aware of and discover Life Ring.
I did some research on the internet. Also at Kaiser, during this third time, LifeRing was offered as an alternative to AA.
Oh, really? So they brought LifeRing on board?
Yes, yes.
And there's probably a reason for that, isn't there?
Because people were asking for alternatives, and there are not too many alternatives in the United States presently. Hmm.
You discovered the LifeRing allows you to create a recovery program that you can live with for the rest of your life. And it does this by empowering your sober self and giving you control over your life. How does one empower one's sober self?
Well, throughout my life, I had let others and other events, situations, control what I was going to do. I never thought for myself, basically. And I decided if I was going to go in recovery and quit drinking and...
You never thought for yourself? What does that
and
mean?
And live.
Uh-huh.
I never consciously made a decision to pursue more loftier goals. Of course, I worked. I was a very successful alcoholic and raised a family, et cetera.
Oh, you were a functional alcoholic.
Yes.
Right. How are things working out with mom and the kids? What?
Oh, they're fine. We're fine. We're together. We have 36 years of marriage.
Congratulations. And 6.5 years of sobriety.
Yes.
You think there's a relationship between the two? The fact that you've been married, that you're still married and that you're sober?
My wife was extremely patient with me. I can tell you that. Most wives would have thrown me out long before I decided to go into recovery.
What is the bottom line here for folks who are considering recovery options, and why should they consider Life Ring?
For a minority of people in the United States of America, and across the world for that matter, because we are worldwide, people require choice, and not everybody is going to accept a God-like figure or a supreme being or to put yourself into a higher power.
You can get more information about Life Ring at lifering.org. Robert, thank you. But stay in that chair. We'll be right back with Robert and more very personal stories about how Life Ring works. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're part of Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.